Thank you and good morning. A U.S. District Court judge in Fresno has ruled that although a release of water from the Trinity Reservoir into the Klamath River broke no laws, he did write in a judgment that the next time the water is used for fish, it needs better legal standing other than a 1955 law. Judge Lawrence O'Neill wrote that the water release from the Trinity Reservoir applied only to the Trinity River and not the Klamath. Congressman Jared Huffman said in response to the judge's ruling that the Department of the Interior needs to release the legal opinion that allows for Trinity Reservoir water to be released into the Klamath, and that by refusing to release that legal opinion, it threatens the success of any long-term plans for the watershed. Hoopa Tribal Chair Danielle Vigil-Mastin said that with a stroke of the pen, the judge had severed the Klamath's largest tributary and sutured it onto the Sacramento River. The lifeblood of a people will now flow south to industrial agriculture. The judge's ruling will not affect any current water release, but could impact future water releases. The search for a missing 79-year-old Hoopa man who had been missing since Wednesday morning ended in sadness for the family of Stanley Leon Ferris Sr. Ferris, who had last been seen on Tuesday night when he had spoken with family members, was missing by Wednesday morning, and a search was organized. Family members and friends, along with volunteers and the help of a CHP helicopter, were mustered in the search for Ferris, who was found on tribal land Thursday morning. Hoopa tribal officials issued a statement expressing their condolences to family and friends of Ferris, and the coroner's office was called in to formally identify the body. In January of 1968, California Highway Patrol officer Kenneth Marshall died in a fatal traffic collision while on duty on Highway 101 just south of North Bank Road. Marshall had transferred to Humboldt in 1965 and was presumably in pursuit of a violator when his car skidded on the wet roadway and struck a light pole. The interchange at Highway 101 and State Route 200 has now been named after Officer Marshall, officially the CHP Officer Kenneth E. Marshall Memorial Interchange. The CHP held a memorial dedication ceremony on Wednesday in honor of Marshall. College of the Redwoods will celebrate its 50-year anniversary this weekend, and the party begins at Community Stadium when the Corsairs line up to face Mendocino College in the school's homecoming game. Festivities will follow that game at 4 o'clock, and events will continue through Monday. Music, tours of new facilities on campus, and photos documenting the school's 50 years will be featured. The Fortuna Police Department will host a disaster preparedness fair on Saturday in conjunction with the Apple Harvest Festival. The Disaster Preparedness Fair will take place in front of police headquarters on 11th Street between Main and L from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Several agencies, in addition to Fortuna Police, will participate, along with local service groups. There will be emergency vehicles on display, a rescue helicopter demonstration, and information on how to prepare for a natural disaster. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there is one subject residents in our region can discuss and discuss at length, it's the weather. Troy Nicolini, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, takes that discussion to a much more refined level when he and his colleagues set out to provide a 7-day forecast. Forecasters give us a short-term look at the weather. Climatologists provide a much longer view.
The National Weather Service has climatologists elsewhere in the agency that try to go out 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, seasonally in a year. And it turns out that the methods you use for those two different approaches are really different. Different underlying science. And I think that's it's good for folks to know that, because it's always a little odd when we're, say, the climatologists are saying it's going to be a very dry season, and we're saying it's going to pour like crazy in the next 5 days.
Nicolini used the analogy of rolling a ball down a hill. It's pretty easy to predict the ball's path over the first few feet or so, but the farther the ball travels, the more variables affect its path. Nicolini and local forecasters can nail a short-term weather pattern, but that is very different from that of a climatologist.
So that's what we do at our local office, and we can get out about 7 days. And the accuracy, as everybody knows, tends to diminish a little bit the farther out in the 7 days you get. And we still feel it's useful information, but you wouldn't want to make a life or death decision on a 7-day forecast. But you can start planning my weekend, for example. But then as you get closer, you check the forecast and firm things up.
So now you know who to blame if your weekend outing gets ruined by inclement weather. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.